This is the summer season. The kids are home. The food is crazy. The travel is crazy. Things are not in their normal routine. We go through different cycles with different seasons throughout the year and what we're able to do.
Welcome to Rockstar Mindset. My name is Jessica Thompson. I go by Rockstar. I'm an Air Force veteran, an entrepreneur, a mother, and a wife. On this show, I share personal stories and life experiences that will help you bring out your inner rock star. What is a rock star, you ask? A rock star is someone that inspires others and that is a symbol of light in a world full of darkness. If you're looking to level up and, as I say, life better, then this is a show for you. Check it out.
Some tips and tricks to get back on track or allow yourself to enjoy or deal with the chaos that is summer break. At least for me, it's chaotic because my kids are 12 and 14, so they're home for the summer. It's different dynamic in the household, work-wise, food-wise, dinner-wise, and we have a really great setup where we all four have a day that we make food. So like Max will be in charge. I think James is Monday, Max is Tuesday, Lincoln's Wednesday, I'm Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we like figure it out. Usually Friday is like pizza day. We'll make in the kitchen or whatever. As we hone in on new nutrition goals and work on better food choices, we are making much more food at home. I have heard and taken in such good, beneficial education this summer on nutrition, gut health, mental health, being associated with gut health and how they're mingled together. And we definitely have a correlation from what we put into our food body, as well as ultra processed, regular processed, and like what that does to our systems and how our body is basically like constantly fighting to regain homeostasis. So my whole spiel or shtick on life now is focusing on health and wellness and how I personally and my family can life better. Those are my main goals, right? And then what I learn, what I experience, and how that can help others. And so I wanted to share how I feel about the summer break and some tips and tricks to get back on track or to give yourself grace if you need it going through the cycles that is summer. For me personally, if you've been listening or paying attention for a while, I absolutely love CrossFit. I started last year. On my 40th birthday, I made all these decisions about I was going to jump in and do, you know, personal training and weight loss certification, coaching, and been working on all these things for the last year. Can't wait until December. That was my timeline, my goal for finishing several things. So big things coming on coaching. But basically, I've spent the last year dialing in nutrition and water, protein, and bringing in lifting. I started CrossFit. July 3rd, I think, was my 1 year CrossFit bursary of when I started. And prior to that, I had only gone to the gym to do cardio. It was to get skinny. It was never, let's go lift and get strong. Hey, I'm going to the gym to work on health and wellness. Like, let's go get healthy. It was always, I got to burn off that pizza. You know, if I want that glass of wine, I ate 3 Oreos, whatever it was kind of that's a toxic relationship with food and exercise. If you guys don't recognize that, like we should be working out to move our body and maintain our health and homeostasis with ourselves or our beings. And then also look at food as fueling our body versus punishment, or I did this, so now I got to do this, right? Like it should be everything in moderation. And then you should be able to make choices. I focus on what? Feeling better. When you feel good, you can do what? Anything you want. Same thing you can do when you have money. What can you do when you have money? Anything you want. So for the summer, the boys are home, you know, they're normally, sometimes we do breakfast, we're getting better with it before they go to school. But I mean, they're on the bus at like, I think school starts at 7:05 here and they're done at 1:40. So they're on the bus literally at a little after six. So very early. And so breakfast is not like a huge thing. Again, working on it, but they're home for it now. And they're home for lunch when they're normally at school. And then, you know, they usually get home from school, have an afternoon snack or like what I call first dinner. And then we have second dinner together. However you want to phrase it or look at it. But now they're home all the time and it's chaos in here. And one wants this and one wants that. They want to fill up on carbs and cup of noodles and chicken noodle soup. And, you know, my focus is protein and value. You want to have the right macros set up for the meal so that we're feeling the best, especially when we're all crossfitting. We're all working on our water intake, our rest, you know, restorative sleep is huge, but it's chaos. So reigning in the chaos. And then also, you know, meal planning together is huge. Snacks together are huge. My kids are 12 and 14 and, you know, the boys and James are all on board for feeling good and then focusing on what makes us feel good and how we can maintain that with our lifestyle, nutrition, hydration, rest, most important things, right? And movement. So there's that aspect. And I would say planning is huge. You know, we do family protein smoothies. We do protein coffee. We do not regularly, but like the protein bars and then even the like pre-mixed little like protein drinks. You know, we'll have one of those if we're going out. We don't do them every day, but you know, in a crunch, it's a good way to get in 30 grams of protein. Planning is huge. That would be a tip I would give. Plan ahead for summer break. Also realize that more traveling is done if you do vacations, usually if you have school age children. More vacations come at summertime, the kids are out, we go see family members, whatever the situation is. So there's more traveling. So that's less time to plan and stick to the plan. So planning, again, ahead or being preemptive about what you're going to deal with when you go and are on your trip or your travels. Like I pack my shaker cup and protein and my NeuraV and my MLT, my fat buster and my brain juice. And then I have protein and then I have nuts. I always get a snack pack of nuts and have them for the plane or if I'm sitting, you know, usually if I'm traveling, if it's not going to see family, it is for some sort of education. Just got back from Vegas. I packed several different nut variety packages. I had some trail mix protein bars in there. I have my water with me constantly. I did stay really hydrated. I focused on it really heavily this time. Usually I get severely dehydrated, but I'm also working on my water intake and also the quality of my water now. So I would say, yeah, the first one would be like coordinate, you know, meals ahead of time with your family, children, if they're home, plan, you know, what you're going to eat, talk about snacks, talk about snack versus treat. I do not think that a trail mix bar is a snack. I think that is a treat, depending on the carbs and sugar in it. Now, if it's a protein ball, it can be both a snack and a treat to me because you're getting in protein depending on how many grams. And then also it feels like you're getting a treat because usually they're tasty. We started making those and they're pretty amazing. But it would be to coordinate meals, right? One, I mentioned. And then to plan ahead, like prepare for your travels. Also, how about if you've worked your tail off all year and then the kids are off, do you ever feel yourself needing a break? I do. I want to take summer break. I'm like, man, I just want to float in the pool and hang out and spend time, even though they're not really doing it with me. I still somehow feel entitled to a break. So I just went through something recently where actually my coach went out of town. And so my private sessions were postponed for almost 2 weeks. And then she wasn't in her class. You know, you love your people, right? And like you get used to showing up and they keep you accountable and then you get in the groove for it. And then also I'm tired, man. I just felt tired. So I did not stop working out completely. I just did not go to a CrossFit class 4 times a week. I took almost 2 weeks off. I went, I think, a couple times in between, but I did work out 4 times a week still. I did 45 minutes on the elliptical, super hard cardio. And then I went to a body pump class. I still walked every day. We walked the dogs for 20 minutes a day. That's still movement. And then I did some things at home. Water. I did a lot of water stuff. So I stayed active. I didn't gain weight. I didn't lose weight. I mean, I kind of did, but like it's evened out by now. But I wanted to say, give yourself grace. Allow yourself rest. If you're feeling some sort of a way, just don't quit. Don't stop cold turkey. If you're feeling some sort of a way about what you're doing right now, just change up your routine. Go back to something you used to do or find something you love now. I mean, I am always changing it up. Used to love and do Zumba constantly. I still like Zumba. I've moved on. Now I like lifting. I like CrossFit. I like cardio. I like hip hop dance classes. Like there's so many options out there to just stay moving. Don't quit, but also give yourself grace. If you need a rest or you need a break, you are allowed to change it up, to give yourself a way to rest another way. If it's a mental health break, if it's a physical breakdown, your muscle break, if it is just a people break, you just want a break from, you know, whatever you've been doing over and over again. It's great to change it up, right? So that would be like my third thing, is make sure you give yourself grace when you're going through a season or a timeline, because we're human and that's what we're supposed to do. And we talk about consistency. We talk about staying steady. Like I am absolutely not a 6 or 7 day a week workout person. I kill myself in the gym. I love it. I bring it every time. 3 to 4 times is so much for me. And I see so many gains when I give myself a chance to rest. Like that time off from CrossFit, I noticed different things that happened to my body. And every time I've had a week or more off, things have changed physically for me. The, you know, muscles popping out in a different way, the scale changing a different way. Like there's so many different things that happen when we allow ourselves time to have a break and reset. Like just don't quit. That's the thing. That's the advice that I would give anyone, no matter what you're going through. Don't quit something that has shown results. Stay with it. Consistency matters. Stay with it. A fourth tip that I would give is make sure that you're having fun with your workouts and your health and wellness, like different juicy recipes that are delicious and exciting. Don't get in a rut where you're like, oh my God, tuna again, or oh, chicken again. Like keep it fun. Do fun things, kayaking, boating, water, like change it up. Physical activity is supposed to be like a gift. Every breath that we take is a miracle and a gift. So make sure that you're having fun while you're out on your health and wellness journey. And it's summer break. Incorporate your kids into it. Teach them the lifestyle so that you're breaking generational cycles of toxic relations with the food and activity. And then the last thing I would say is make sure that you're around people that hold you accountable, but that will also give you grace. People that build you up when you're in it and will hold your hand while you're going through it, if you will, if you understand what I'm saying. Like make sure that you're aligned with people living the lifestyle that you want to live, a life by design, not a life by default. Like make sure you're making the choices that will propel you forward and break generational cycles of toxic relationships with food, toxic relationships with exercise, and then like punishing your body. Like we get one vessel. God gave us one vessel to maintain. What are you doing to keep it at its optimal functional level? Do you change the filter in your house? Do you change the filter in your car? What are you doing to cleanse your body and change the filter in your body? You got to work on protein, you got to work on water, and you got to work on rest. Like that is the secret sauce. Those are the three things that I think that we all need to focus on in society to life better. And I have been going through it and, you know, not wanting to quit, but also wanting to change up my exercises. I miss CrossFit. I'm really excited to go deadlift tomorrow. But I wanted to make sure that everybody understands that we all go through these seasons and we all go through these waves and cycles and, you know, ebbs and flows of what is going on in our life and how we react or respond to the situations and the seasons. This is a summer season. The kids are home. The food is crazy. The travel is crazy. You know, things are not in their normal routine. We go through different cycles with different seasons throughout the year and what we're able to do. So I just want to get on and share with you. I hope that you got some value from this. Please let me know. Drop a comment below if you have any tips or tricks to share about the summer break and how you navigate and how you live your best version of yourself every day, adjusting to these seasons. Like, let me know. I would love to hear your feedback. If you got anything from this podcast, take a screenshot, put it in your story, share it, send it to someone who needs to hear it. I would really appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you got some value from this episode, would you do me a favor and leave a review? It will help me grow and connect with others, and we'll be able to collaborate and change the world together. You can also follow me and connect with me on my other socials, Jessica Baker Thompson on Facebook, at Rockstar Mindset JT on Instagram. So follow me in all the places. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Rockstar Mindset.